Welcome to 3 Talk. I'm your host, Nolene Maolwana-Sang. Can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? Are we truly a monogamous society? Tonight we'll be discussing multiple loves and whether or not they can work. Please welcome clinical psychologist Dr. Wolf Solomon, Sarishni Govender, and Melanie, who believes in having multiple partners. Thanks so much for joining me. I know your standpoint on multiple partners, but love. How would you define what love is, Melanie?
That's a difficult question to ask. A love is the emotional attachment, the emotional intimacy with another person. It's whether it is a sexual or sensual relationship is actually secondary to the love, to that attachment, to that desire to be with that person as another person, not just as a body or
person or persons, in your instance. Oh, we'll come and talk about that a little later, but I just need a definition, Sarishni, of what you would call love.
I think love is something that each individual within a relationship will define for themselves. Very often you find very cliched views of what love is, but it's about emotions. Mm. It's about companionship. It is actually a wide array of things that the individual's base as being important for their relationship.
Do you think it's possible to love more than one person at a time?
Absolutely.
Okay. Dr. Wolf?
Okay. What is love? It's all those things, and it also is, if one is in a relationship, in a committed relationship, you've got to talk about the respect, the understanding, the sensitivity, the commitment. Mm. And I think one of the biggest factors is commitment. And obviously, you've got to talk about the sexuality as well of the relationship. Mm. So it's everything. But for me, the biggest thing is the commitment that there is, obviously, in monogamous relationships, a commitment to one person. Two people, in whatever relationship people choose to be in, are committed to each other to the exclusion of anyone else. Mm. Then you're able, because love is, it's an attachment.
To the exclusion of anyone else.
Yes, there's different type of love, as Sarishni said. There's like, you can love friends, you can love relatives, you can love children. Mm. But the love, the complete love, centered around one person. You see, there's a boundary. There's like a wall around that relationship. Mm. When that boundary is broken, for the majority of people, there are difficulties.
Mm. And we'll talk about the difficulties a little later on, but very quickly, because we need to get to Melanie and her story. Do you think it is possible that someone loves one more than one person at a time?
I believe it's possible. It's obviously possible. Melanie's saying it's possible.
No, I'm asking specifically.
For me personally,
as a psychologist as
okay.
well.
All right. I think there's great difficulty. I think it's possible, but I think there are a lot of difficulties. If I can just share with you, over the last 10 days or so, once I knew I was coming onto this program, I asked my patients, is it possible? Do you believe it's possible to love more than one person? To love, in terms of the definition I've just used, to love more than one person at the same time? Mm. And the answer was unequivocally no.
No. Okay, let's come back to Melanie. You've heard, Sarishni is quite strong in a view. Yes, it's possible to have multiple loves. But Dr. Wolf Solomon is saying that, yes, maybe it's possible, however, with absolute great difficulty. You have been in a position where you have held multiple partners and loved a lot of people at the same time. How do you do it?
Timing. Timing and communication. You have to make sure that you are giving yourself time and time for your partners. But and we always say communication is king, because without being able to sit down and talk about it, you have no trust. You have no commitment, as Dr. Wolf said. Commitment is necessary, but it's not exclusive. You can have inclusive commitment to multiple people. It's about respect. Mm. But mostly it's about trust and communication, being able to sit down with your partner and being able to, or your partners, and being able to say, this is what I'm comfortable with, this is what I'm not comfortable with. Mm. And to be able to know that you're not going to be in a position where you'll be attacked for disagreeing, where your ideas and your choices and your desires are respected and discussed. Mm. Not always, there's always going to have to be some give and take, but ultimately, if you feel confident and comfortable enough to say, this is how I feel, everything else will fall into place.
Right. At the moment, you are not in, you are concentrating on your husband.
Yes.
And you do not have any other relationships. However, your husband is having a relationship and will call the relationship with B.
Yes.
And once I've spoken to Lisa, we'll come back and talk about that relationship that your husband has. Lisa in Pretoria, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Lisa.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you think it's possible to love more than one person at the same time?
Unfortunately, yes.
Why unfortunately and why yes?
Because I'm in two relationships now, and I have to choose one of the two. Because both
Lisa, could you speak up a little bit? I'm finding it very hard to hear you.
Okay, sorry.
Brilliant, yes.
I'm in a relationship with two guys, and they're fighting with me because they both want to marry me. And it's very difficult for me to choose only one of them.
Yeah.
Because both of them have certain things about them that I truly love, you know, like... The one is very romantic and is a very good lover. The other one is less romantic, but he looks after me financially, and he's more than a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is also a gentleman, but in a different kind of way.
Okay.
You know, I feel when I'm with him, I feel like a woman, as if he's caring for me, and how do you say? You know, he's there for me. He will protect me against anything.
Do the two gentlemen know about each other?
Yes, and I've decided to go to a psychologist to talk to him about them, and I want them to go with me as well. You know, I don't know if I have to take both of them at one time or. Only one at a time, you know, because wow. I'm very uncertain what to
okay.
do.
Okay, hold on, Lisa, hold on, because we've got two psychologists here, and they're both burning to ask you, to ask you questions.
I'm picking up, Lisa, that there's quite a bit of conflict that you're experiencing in terms of the choice. I hear that you are involved with both of them, and they are both meet certain of your needs, and it's a very special relationship. But how come now you're wanting to choose? And are they happy with the fact that they have to share you? I'm picking up that, and also you're experiencing some conflict in terms of deciding who to choose. So something's not working.
Yes, I know. You see, the thing is, both of them asked me to marry them. The one asked me a week ago, and the other one asked me 2 days ago. And now I sit with this thing. Who do I choose?
Okay.
I don't know what to
choose.
Can I
ask you, can I just throw something out?
Yes.
Why don't you marry both of them?
I wish I could.
Well, okay, so you can't. If it was ideally, would you like to?
Yes, definitely.
I think it's called polyandry. Doesn't happen very often. You'd like to choose to live with both of them?
Sorry?
Would you choose to live with both of them?
Yes, but they won't be happy to live
okay.
in one place with me.
That's exactly what I'm saying. This is where it becomes problematic. And I think there are so few people, a minuscule amount of people who would be able to handle a situation where there's one woman, two guys being able to handle
Hold
one
on,
woman.
Before Lisa goes, Lisa, you're still there?
Yes.
Now, how do they really feel about this situation? Because you're talking about yourself and not sure who to choose between the two guys. How do they feel about being involved with you?
You know, it's very funny. They don't mind. But,
they don't?
Yeah, but you see now they both want to...
marry you.
Yeah, they want to get married now. And I don't know what to do and who to choose. So I don't know what to do and where to go to for an answer. You know,
okay.
If they could just help me and tell me...
I think Dr. Wolf-Solomon has the answer.
Okay, well, I think you're doing it already, Lisa. You're consulting with a psychologist. I think you are experiencing conflict. There's confusion. And I think by going through the process of therapy, you will be able to come to a decision. We can't go into it now. There's a complexity to these relationships that you find yourself in. But the wisest thing is that you are consulting with someone, and hopefully you are going to be able to come to a decision.
To make Thanks a decision. Thanks for your call, Lisa. It's a big decision to make. Are you living in a polyamory lifestyle? Give us a call on 086-22-33-303 to share your story. After the break, we learn more about the polyamory lifestyle. Welcome back to 3 Talk. Is monogamy overrated? Tonight we are discussing multiple loves. Just before the break, we had Lisa on the line from Pretoria, and she has a dilemma. She's got two guys in her life. Both of them want to marry her, and she does not know what to do. Dr. Wolf has sort of given his answer. Sarishna, you haven't. What should Lisa do?
I think what she's doing currently is in her best interest. In terms of going to a therapist, we must look at the concept that every relationship is an individually constructed, it's constructed between those individuals that are involved within that relationship.
Should she go with both the guys to a therapist at the same time?
I would suggest that she goes individually. Perhaps they can see other therapists, or perhaps they could join in the entire therapeutic process when the therapist feels it's time to bring them in. But important is that she needs to work through that entire bit of confusion that she's going through before she makes any decisions.
Yeah.
So
but
she's
Lisa,
in this
you
place
wouldn't
right
see
now.
This as a big deal, would you?
Oh, every relationship is a big deal. It's difficult to find yourself in that comfortable space where you do love anybody and you do feel confident and want to commit to this person and comfortable and happy. I would look at it as it's not a breaking up issue. Mm. For me, it would be, okay, let's all sit down, the three of us, and definitely go to different psychologists or psychiatrists and talk to them. And then maybe once we've all gotten out exactly what we're looking for, come together again, preferably with a psychologist helping us, to bash out a plan where it could work. And it's not easy, but then no relationship is easy. Mm. Polyamory is just less easy on a greater scale.
Now, at the moment, you are not in...
not in another relationship.
In another relationship. Is that by design or by choice?
By choice, currently. I've got quite a lot on my plate at the moment. I'm starting up new careers, looking at myself in a new way, and I don't actually have the time. Mm. And at the same time, there's also there are people I'm interested in, but it hasn't gone further than friendship at the moment.
But your husband is involved with another girl.
Yes.
With B. How do you feel about B? How do you feel about this relationship?
This is a wonderful example of where polyamory works, because I do get along with her as an individual as well, which makes things a lot easier. It means that she and I are fighting less often about normal things if we do get along. But I think she's amazing. She has made my husband so much happier. He looks forward to the date nights.
And you know about the date nights?
Oh, yes. Well, we have specific rules around date nights. Basically, I also have to have a good time that night.
Yeah.
I can't be left at home looking after the child.
Yeah.
I hear all about the date nights. I hear what they're going to do. I hear what they did.
In every respect?
Well, communication for my husband and I is of primary importance. So, yes, every single respect we talk about.
And I believe B does come into your home.
Oh, yes. And we'll have dinner together.
But then what is it? Because I would imagine if I'm sitting at home with my husband, we'll hold hands, a kiss going to the bathroom, a kiss going to the kitchen or whatever, and there'll be that intimacy. So now there's B. What happens?
Okay, it's different for every relationship structure, every group of people. For me, I'm quite open with my affection with other people. So yes, I would hold my husband's hand, I would give him a kiss as I walked past.
And then B?
And
is she allowed to?
B is also quite open affectionately, and so is my husband with her and with me. So yeah, we'll sometimes, if they're sitting next to each other, they'll reach hands to each other, or she'll walk past and she'll give him a kiss. Ooh. And it's actually wonderful. I was chatting to a friend online the other day, and I went, it's wonderful. I'm sitting here chatting to a friend. My husband is making dinner, and his girlfriend is sitting on the couch reading. And we were all so comfortable with each other.
Mm.
And we just had a wonderful evening, and we had dinner together, and then, yeah.
What happens if and this is a family show, so I'm going to ask the question in a very. Mm-hmm. What happens if your husband and you are all in your home, and your husband and B decide that we're just going to amble off, you know, for a few private moments, and you know what they possibly could be doing, well, and you are sitting watching Three Talk while they've ambled off.
Well, firstly, it wouldn't be what they're possibly doing. We all would have discussed together what I was comfortable with them doing and what they were comfortable with doing. Mm. And we would all have the ground rules sorted out, because, of course, you don't jump into the bed with anybody. Not in these days. We have very, very serious safe sex rules.
We've sorted all that out. With bees.
Well,
and this
then
happens.
What I'm comfortable with on that exact day would be discussed beforehand. It would be, oh, Melanie, do you mind if B and I go and do this? And I'd go, well, no, you don't want. That's great. I'm going to enjoy watching Nolene, and this is wonderful pleasure for me.
Okay.
Have fun.
Yes. You wanted to say something.
I've got about 40 questions to ask.
Just ask one.
Only one.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
What about the jealousy? Do you not feel jealous? Do you not feel in any way a sense of betrayal? Okay, all right, that's two questions.
No, I'm joking.
I've only got 38 to answer. Okay, and also, how does your husband feel about the fact that he's with someone else? And you spoke about he's with her because they're having a special date night. Do you have these special date nights with your husband?
Oh, most certainly.
Because you said she makes him happy.
Yes.
She
makes him happy. I make him happy. Our daughter makes him happy.
Okay.
And
so
our
you're
families
saying,
make him happy.
You see, what I'm hearing is that what you're able to do and what you're involved in, and what you're saying is that it's relatively conflict-free. Mm. I really do believe that 99.9% of viewers out there are shaking their head and saying, there is no ways. What would you do in such a situation? How many people would be able to handle this? If it works for you, it's fine. And no, and who's going to say it shouldn't or anything? But very, very few people.
Okay, let's just hold that, because I think that the main question was, don't you get jealous? And I'd like to know that as well. But let's go to Anonymous first in Nelspruit, if you don't mind. Anonymous, hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Thanks for the great show.
Thank you for watching.
I'm actually in the very same position, but I had to make a decision for myself to say I've been tolerating this situation. I understand what Melanie is going through, but from my side, I feel it would have been compromising because I don't believe that one person can fall in love with two people. Mm. It's just being one individual being unfair.
Yeah.
Because they want the qualities, their husbands love the qualities that Melanie has, and yet he's happy with the other woman. Mm. She had to compromise, but what has the husband done? Now she feels comfortable because it could have been. I also have two kids with my ex-boyfriend. I don't know whether to call him my ex or the guy I'm trying to break up with, because he's seeing five more other girls besides me.
Yeah, and you are only seeing him.
Exactly. And
yes, I'm listening.
If he wants to be in my position, me being with other five guys, he wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
He gets jealous just because I've got male friends who give attention to me. Mm. He would love to have me to himself.
But I'm just wondering
if Melanie's husband was in her shoes, because now it seems like it's only one way. We as a woman are the ones who should be understanding. Like Lisa said, I think she's enjoying the ride because now she's the one who's getting the attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you, Anonymous.
And it's quite a competition for them, because it's who's going to win the woman. And at the end of the day, it's going to be one. And when it is one, that one person who wins will tell Lisa, this is no longer going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what she's enjoying. But from my side, I'm just saying, I just don't believe in multiple relationships.
All right, thank you for you. It's monogamy or nothing else. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Let's just respond to what Anonymous has said.
I have dated more than my husband has in the past. I've had more partners within our marriage, more people that I've gone out with. And we kept talking about the jealousy. Jealousy is just the reaction to something else that's going on. Most of the time in polyamory, and especially for me, jealousy isn't around the other person, but around the time and affection I might not feel that I'm getting. So, for example, quite recently, my husband was working overtime, and he then told me that he wanted to go out on date night with B, and I said, no, I haven't been spending enough time with you. Could you postpone this date night for another day of the week, and tonight is our date night instead? Once I felt that I had his attention and I was getting time with him, what he did with his other time didn't bother me anymore.
What if your husband had said, Melanie, I am going to see B tonight because I miss her?
Then we would have had to sit down and compromise. Because it's understandable for him to say, I'm going to see her tonight because I miss her. But we would have had to sit down and go, okay, if that's the way you feel, can we all get together and have dinner together as the three of us? Or have dinner with the whole group? Or perhaps he spends an hour or two dinner with me and goes and joins her for coffee afterwards.
It sounds very polite.
Is life really like that, though? It can be if you put enough work into it.
It's hard, dear. You can't see B tonight because I miss you. Okay, let's sit around the table. But is life really, really like that, Melanie? Because
sometimes we get angry and we... Look, I must admit that I'm a firm believer in getting help, in getting psychological help, seeing a counselor or a therapist. And my husband and I have spent many times getting tools for our lifestyle. Mm. And not just to do with the polyamory, but when we became parents for the first time, our entire relationship dynamic changed. So we went and we saw a counselor about that. Mm. And we work very hard on not fighting about the big things.
I wish I had more time to talk to you. Melanie, thank you very much for joining us. It seems to be working for her. Do you believe in monogamy? Please give us a call and share your views more on the poly lifestyle after the break. Welcome back to 3 Talk. Is a polyamory lifestyle healthy? Tonight we're discussing multiple loves and whether open relationships can work. Please welcome Chris. She's also living a polyamory lifestyle. Tell me about your relationship structure.
Well, at the moment, I'm only seeing one person, another woman, who is currently involved with 3 guys and 2 women.
Yee-wee. Okay.
Okay, so I am a playmate.
You're a playmate. What is a playmate?
For me, that's my term. It's my personal term. I'm not in a full-time relationship with her.
Okay, Melanie is in a full-time relationship, and then who's going out with her husband, is the playmate.
It's kind of my coined phrase, so I might get into trouble for using it, but it works for me. I'm the playmate, which means that when it comes to things like big decisions, if somebody's going to move or somebody's going to have a child, or I don't have to take part in those decisions unless I want to. So I can step back and I can just be, but I can, Chris, date somebody.
Chris, with your partner having 5 people, she's got 3 guys and 2 girls. Does she have time? Does the 5 and 3 and 2, I mean 3 and 5 and 2 include you?
No.
Okay. Now, how and when does she see you?
I've relocated from Cape Town to Johannesburg, so that was my loss. I now only see her about once a month, which works for me right now in the space I am in my life. I'm raising 2 very young premature babies, and they take most of my energy. That's another 2 relationships that I'm working very hard on. So right now, as things stand, that works for me.
But you do love...
No pressure.
No pressure at all. But you do love your girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Does she love the others?
Yes.
Shabi in East London. Hi, welcome to 3 Talk.
Hello, Nolene. How are you?
I'm very well, Shabi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What's your question?
My it's not a question, it's a comment. I just believe that if you're not honest with each other as partners, then you're cheating. So my fiancé and I have an agreement, even though it's never happened, and I don't actually think it will ever happen. But we have an agreement that if he should feel the need to have somebody else, or I should feel the need to have somebody else, we're going to discuss it, we're going to sit down together, and we're going to discuss it, and we're going to be very open about it and honest about it, because then I think cheating is a problem, and not the person actually having an extramarital or an extra relationship affair.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you would accept your husband coming to you and saying that, babes, I've seen Nolene and I'd like to go out with her? You would accept that?
I actually suggested that a couple of years ago to him, that, you know, I was feeling a little bit of pressure from in our relationship, and I felt like he was being too much. Yep. And I said I'd rather that he have somebody else to, you know, to take this pressure off me. So it was my suggestion as opposed to just him. And I guess also just having grown up lived in a family environment where my father had two wives, it sort of rubs off, I think.
Okay. All right, Sabi, thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Anonymous in PE. Anonymous, hi.
Hi there.
Yes, hi, Anonymous.
Hi. It's a comment and a question. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that I don't mean to offend or upset anybody with the statement that I make, but I have a completely different understanding of love. Love is a decision. Love is kind. Love is patient. Mm. Love is a commitment. And with that commitment comes a responsibility, a very big responsibility. Mm. And it's very difficult to do that with more than one person in the picture. You know, it's hard enough. It takes enough energy to make a marriage work. We only have to look around us to see that it's tough. You know, we've got a high divorce rate. None of us grew up, well, most of us didn't grow up this way. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about the children that we're going to bring up. How does it affect them?
Mm. Well, Chris does have twins, and perhaps she's the right person to ask, how is she, or when is she, and how is she going to tell her children about the lifestyle that she has chosen? You, Anonymous, you also had a question?
Well, my question is, what impact are our choices going to have on the next generation, considering, and I'm generalizing, that most of us didn't grow up that way? And I'll say again that I don't mean to offend anybody or have a tone of judgment, but, you know, how is it going to affect our kids when we didn't come from this? Mm. And what we're doing, for the most part, is not working.
All right. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Chris, and then I'll bring it to the two of you.
She's burning to answer so much.
Well, for you, it affects you directly. Yeah. Let's look at the children aspect. You've got 6-week-old twins.
Yes.
What are you going to say to them? Anonymous is saying that we didn't grow up this way. And so how are you going to introduce this to your children?
Anonymous, for me, has given the exact answer to the question that she's asking. We didn't grow up this way. I didn't. My parents were married and faithful to each other for something like 25 years until my mom passed away. One life partner, monogamous through and through. That is how I was raised. That is the household I was raised in. I was raised with very firm beliefs, very firm values, all of that. But yet, as an adult, I've chosen a different lifestyle.
Mm.
My children will have that same benefit. When they're ready, they will ask me the questions that they need answered. I will answer those questions. Mm. As they come up, I will be as honest with my children as I am with my partners. I will communicate with them like I do with my partners, and I will respect their views as I do my partners. Mm. Because for me, those are the four cornerstones of any relationship. Trust, honesty, communication, and respect.
I just wanted to bring about just to clarify that polyamory and cheating or infidelity are two very different issues.
But how can they be different? Because if you have six boyfriends, and aren't you cheating on each one of them? Or
within polyamorous relationships, you find that there is it's almost like an informed consent that occurs.
Absolutely.
Where every partner is aware of everything that's occurring in all the other relationships.
But then what happens, sorry if I may ask, sorry for my naivety, but what happens if you go to dinner on your own and suddenly you meet this gorgeous guy or girl, and then you hook eyes on the person, you think, that's it. I really like the person. You make contact, you kiss, or whatever you do, you start a relationship with this person. You have not had the time to meet with your other partners to inform them of this. Now, would that be considered part of your lifestyle, or is it not?
In my case, no, not at all. Let me just come back to one thing that's very important. When you talk about cheating, there must be a deceived deceived party.
Okay.
So if there is no deception for any of the partners involved, then there can be no cheating.
Except if you meet someone.
But we need to just clarify something. Okay, I might be into polyamory, but personally, I'm not into swinging. At all.
No.
I'm not defending. I'm just simply clarifying. For me, it takes me at least 3 months and at least 8 dates, minimum,
to get into a relationship.
Before I decide, okay, this is a relationship I'd like to pursue, and that's very important. I'm personally not going to go to a club.
Okay.
But if within your polyamorous relationships, it's okay for you to go to a club and go, let's call it cruising, for potential partners, then again, it's not cheating because there is no deception.
More after the break. Welcome back to 3Talk. Is a polyamory lifestyle sustainable?
I think there are a lot of problems, and I can tell you from my clinical experience where people have come to consult with me, obviously I'm dealing with the relationships that haven't worked, and the emotional consequences are often disastrous. People feel left out, feel betrayed, the boundary has been broken, people are in agony, anguish, they become very, very depressed. Because this sort of lifestyle, as I said, for 99.9% of the population, I do not believe it works. Mm. For those 0.1%, fine. But people also need to understand, you mentioned like cruising. Cruising is very difficult, different to being in a committed relationship with one person. There's a depth, there's a meaning, there's an understanding, there's a maturity, there's going through the ups and the downs. And let me say, any relationship is difficult. Mm. Marriage is difficult. But marriage is challenging. And we need to meet those challenges. It's not, if it's not going well, if I'm not happy, then maybe I should just go somewhere else and try and get my needs met. As Melanie mentioned, you've got to talk about it. You've got to resolve the issues. You can't just run. If, let's say, things aren't okay even on a physical level, you just don't go anywhere else. You try and resolve the issues. But from my clinical experience, I can tell you that the consequences of people attempting these or getting involved in these relationships more often than not is pretty, pretty, pretty horrendous.
I think, granted, it is challenging because it's that much more complex a relationship. But again, I want to stress the difference between polyamory and cheating. Here you have individuals that are happy within the relationship. They develop their own ideals for the relationship. Like you asked initially, what is love? These individuals will define love together. They will define what is comfortable, what's uncomfortable, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. Like we've heard Melanie speak of initially about scheduling time, etc. When we talk about issues like, is there enough time? Immediately you'll get a response that we want quality rather than quantity. I'm in absolute agreement. Yes, they're very complex. They're very challenging, but
they can work,
provided that it is polyamory and it's not cheating or infidelity that's masking itself to be a polyamorous.
Forget polyamory for a second. When I asked you right at the beginning, can you love two people at the same time? Mm-hmm. Your answer was absolutely.
Yes.
So even if it's not a polyamorous relationship, one can be in love with two people at the same time.
Our first caller answered that question for us, that she loves both these men and she's having a difficulty in terms of deciphering which one of the two of them is a better choice for her, a more appropriate choice for her. The important thing is the individual relationship will determine which direction it will take. Mm. And the individuals involved in that relationship determine the course. And unfortunately, whether it's a polyamorous relationship or it's a monogamous relationship, challenges are always going to be there.
Mm. Would you ever be in a monogamous relationship, Chris?
I have been, Nadine. Mm. For 13 years, I was very happy within that relationship. It worked for us. Those were our boundaries. Our boundaries were we are monogamous. And the energy that I put into all my relationships now, I put into that one. Mm. I've matured since then. I've grown up a little bit. So I've got a lot of love to give. Mm. And
you prefer to give that love to more than one person?
Yes. I can be very overwhelming for one person because I want a lot of attention. But more than that, I want to give a lot of attention.
Can you imagine Valentine's Day and Christmas, all those presents? Guys, thank you very much. Join us tomorrow for our monthly book club, where we'll be joined by a variety of celebrities reviewing their favorite reads. For any comments about the show, please email us at freetalkinfo@urbanbrew.co.za. From all of us at Free Talk, good night.